And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. It's late afternoon in Rosehaven, Long Island, where the Nobles have their home. And Mary's beginning to worry because her young son has not put in an appearance since school. Right now, we find her in the front hall dialing a familiar telephone number. And as she waits for an answer...
Oh, I hope she's home.
Hello?
May I speak to Mrs. Baker, please?
This is Mrs. Baker.
Oh, Florence, I didn't recognize your voice. This is Mary Noble. I'm trying to find Larry Jr. Is he over there at your house with Stanley?
No, he's not.
You're quite sure? Sometimes they play later than they realize.
I know that he isn't here. Stanley is upstairs right now, doing his homework.
Oh. Well, I wonder where Larry Jr. could be. Did he by any chance come over there earlier this afternoon?
I haven't seen him at all today, Mary. Didn't he tell you where he'd be?
No, usually he comes straight home from school, or else he calls me to say where he is. But I haven't heard from him this afternoon. I didn't realize it was so late. I'm beginning to be worried.
Well, I should think you might. Why don't you ask that police officer who's idling his time away in front of your house? Perhaps he could find the boy. That is, if he's allowed to relax his watch for a few minutes.
Oh, I don't believe he could help, Florence. Larry Jr. must have gone home with one of his friends to play. I'll have to call around the neighborhood.
I do hope you'll find him, Mary. We've had quite enough of violence in Rosehaven.
What a horrible thing to say, Florence. I'm sorry I bothered you. I'll try somewhere else.
I'm sure I'd be frightened out of my wits if Stanley stayed out so late without telling me where he was. But then, you must have so much on your mind these days that you probably haven't time to think about your son.
Since you don't know where he is, I won't keep you any longer. Goodbye. How can she be so hateful? I thought for a while that she was over her grudge against me. But I can see I was wrong. And she is right in one thing. I didn't think about Larry Jr.'s absence till just a few minutes ago. I thought he was playing next door. Now, I wonder who I can call. Oh, if anything should happen to Larry Jr., I couldn't face it. Oh, please let him be all right. Oh, I know. Larry Jr., where in the world have you been? I've been so worried about you.
I got home as soon as I could, Mommy.
What in the world happened to you? Why, your face, darling, it's all bruised. How did you get so dirty? Did you fall and hurt yourself?
No, I didn't fall. I'm all right.
Oh, but you're a sight, darling, and so late. Are you sure you aren't hurt?
I'm not hurt.
You'd better let me come upstairs with you and wash your face properly and put something on those bruises.
I'm all right. I'll do it.
Come on, dear. I'll have you patched up in just a minute. Where did you get into such trouble, Larry Jr.? Who were you playing with?
Some of the kids from school.
I called Stanley because I thought you were over there. His mother said she hadn't seen you all afternoon.
I wasn't with Stanley.
Here now. Let's get the water just right so it won't hurt. You'll have to let me wash that face. I'll be just as careful as I can.
It don't hurt much.
Doesn't.
Doesn't.
Now hold your head still. That's it. Oh, Larry Jr., that's a bad bruise on your cheek. You must have fallen very hard.
I didn't fall.
Let me put some antiseptic on it. Oh, I know it stings, darling, but only for a minute. Oh, now then, I want you to tell me where you were and what happened to you.
Well, one of the kids at school said that the policeman outside was going to arrest my daddy and put him in jail because he killed a man.
Oh, no. How could anyone say such a thing?
Well, he said that his family told him so. And he said that they'd keep my daddy in jail and he wouldn't ever get out. And I told him that he was lying. And he kept right on saying that they was going to arrest my daddy. And then I punched him on our nose. And then he hit me, and I punched him again. And I hit him harder than he hit me anyhow. Only I was afraid to come home because I thought that you'd be mad.
Oh, poor darling, I'm sorry you got into a fight. That's never a good way to settle anything. I've told you that so often.
We can't say if they're going to arrest my daddy. And I don't care if I did get in a fight. Nobody can say that about my daddy.
Oh, I know how you feel, darling, but it won't help to fight. You just have to learn to ignore people when they say horrid things. Here, now, let me see. That looks a little better. Oh, my angel, don't let people make you lose your temper. You just come home and tell me when someone says something unkind. You and I must stick together. Mustn't we, darling?
Yes, Mommy. Only they better not say that about my daddy. It's a big lie. Isn't it? They won't arrest Daddy.
Mary turns the water on full force so that she won't have to answer her young son's last question. And a short time later, as Larry enters his dressing room backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway in New York, he finds Claudia Vincent waiting for him inside. And we hear...
Claudia, in heaven's name, what are you doing here? You want to scare the wits out of me?
No, Larry, but I do want to talk to you.
All right. Only you might have given me a little warning. My nerves aren't any too good these days. And I thought my dressing room would be empty.
I've been waiting for more than half an hour, Larry. I wanted to be sure to see you the first thing.
Fine. Only you could have left word with Pop at the stage door.
Well, I don't want to have anyone else mixed up in our affairs. There are far too many others as it is.
Yes, I agree with that, Claudia. But what is it you want to tell me this time?
Larry, I've had the most ghastly experience.
Oh, haven't we all?
Well, I mean just recently. You know that I haven't dared to put my head out of my hotel room for days, particularly since I know that loathsome officer is waiting down in the lobby.
They're being very liberal with their police guards, it seems to me.
Well, someone knocked at the door, and I asked who it was, and a voice said, telegram. And when I opened the door, it was Victor, Rupert Barlow's chauffeur.
The devil, you say? Using an old trick like that. What did he want?
He was threatening me, Larry. Oh, he's furious, of course, because I told the police he was on the scene the night that Oliver Wilson was killed. He threatened me and told me not to dare to say another word about him.
You be careful of that guy, Claudia. He's a dangerous man.
As if I didn't know that. Rupert Barlow has kept him all these years because he knows that Victor won't hesitate to commit any sort of violence. Why, he's nothing but a cheap gangster.
I think you ought to tell the police about his crashing in on you.
Well, I wanted to talk to you first, Larry.
I don't like the idea of you being molested.
Well, he can't frighten me, Larry. From now on, I'm going to be very careful.
Just the same, you'd better tell Sergeant Riley.
Larry, I've been thinking it over and, well, I have the perfect answer to all our troubles.
What is it, Claudia?
We'll prove that Victor killed Oliver Wilson.
I don't follow your reasoning.
Well, it's perfectly simple. He's a horrible person. I feel sure that he has some kind of police record. Well, it wouldn't take much for the authorities to pull him in on a charge of murder.
I guess he'll be questioned like all the rest of us. Probably has been already. But I still don't see what...
Listen. The night of the murder, I was changing my clothes in my dressing room. When I came out, there was no one around. But I heard voices, angry voices. I tiptoed closer and I recognized Oliver Wilson and Victor having a bitter argument.
Oh, did you hear anything they said?
Yes. I heard Victor threaten Oliver. He said he'd kill him for getting him into trouble.
Why didn't you tell that to Sergeant Riley?
But I did tell him.
Not about Victor's threat.
Well, I know. I didn't want to be mixed up in this if I could help it. I have no love for Oliver, as you may well imagine. And I'm terrified of Victor. Well, I left them and went back to my dressing room.
You were all alone there?
Yes. But I'm not going to tell them that. I want you to say that you were with me, Larry.
But I wasn't. You know I wasn't, Claudia.
But you can say you were. Who's to prove anything different? Don't you see, darling? It will protect you from any danger. And it'll protect me, too. And the best part of all is that we can put the guilt on Victor where I'm sure it belongs.
It's very decent of you to want to protect me, Claudia. I can't lie about anything so important. I can't say I was in a certain place when we both know I wasn't.
Don't you want to help us get out of this mess?
Obviously I do. But not if I have to lie my way out.
Oh, how can you be such an idiot, Larry? What difference does it make how many lies you tell, if it saves your neck?
Larry starts at the bluntness of Claudia Vincent's last words. She is entirely in earnest. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.